everybody, and welcome to Ladies Night on the Zwinal podcast, or Ladies Day, depending on where you're at. If you're at the races, I guess it's Ladies Day. If you're out on the town, Ladies Night. My name is Jagras, and today I will be joined by Seely, by Taya, and by Kalanetta. How are you guys doing?
You're good.
Yep, yeah. Doing pretty good.
Awesome. So let's start with some introductions just so people know who everyone is. I would be surprised if you didn't, but it's always nice to introduce ourselves. Seely, do you want to introduce yourself first?
Of course. I'm Seely and I stream Gwent. I've been doing that for a couple of years now, and you can catch me on Twitch most of the time. And nice to meet you, everyone.
Oh, thank you. Taya, do you want to go next?
Yeah, I'm Tia. I also stream on Twitch most of the time, and mostly Gwent. So that is me.
And she casts Gwent too.
Yeah, just small detail.
Just that small little thing that she also does. And then, Kalanetta, how about you introduce yourself as well?
Oh, yeah. I've been playing Gwent for 5 years. I guess people would see me kind of like as a community figure. I've headed up GMW for a long time, still around. And I stream occasionally, not a ton, but kind of the casual player, I guess, here in this stratosphere. So, yeah.
Well, you're doing better than me either way. So let's not talk about streaming.
That's true.
Oh, yeah. So I guess for context, because some people from the podcast will not know, I'm retiring from Gwent. I'll just let you guys know, this was my second to last episode of Zwinal. So I'm on my way out, only because I started working as a teacher and I ain't got no time. I only have time for children at this point in my life.
No time to be a child. Oh, God.
Basically. Exactly. I don't have time for video games when I'm too busy. But we wanted to have a ladies' night for the podcast before that happened. So that's why we're doing this podcast. So let's talk about the point. Do you guys feel like Gwent needs, like, why do we need these sort of discussions where it's a space that only has women in it? Kelly, do you want to start on that one?
Yeah, sure. I don't know. I think people mostly know me as the person that's pretty vocal about this. I don't know. I generally think that's true, but I think it's important just because, as a general rule, there are more guys that play this game than girls, so their voices are heard more often, I think, just generally. And while it's like totally fine to have this conversation with guys in the room, I think just having a few girls sit here and like talk about it, just us, gives a different perspective, and it's just kind of easier to do it, you know? So, and I think people are interested in seeing it. I think people want to hear and talk about it too. So.
Yeah, that's fair to say. Does anyone have anything they want to add?
Absolutely. I think that was very well put. And in general, I mean, your perspective as a content creator is going to be a little bit different if you are female. I think, yeah, everyone's nodding their heads. It definitely is something that you have to acknowledge. And that's why a platform like this, a conversation like this, is really good to have. So it's pretty exciting.
Yeah, and I totally agree with both Seely and Kelly. It's there are less girls playing Gwent, as far as I know, unless they're all hiding. And yeah, it's nice being able to talk to other girls as well, because most of us are mostly in contact with male streamers, because they're more of them. So it's nice getting to hear what my female counterparts think, and it's nice seeing that we have similar views most of the time.
Mm-hmm. I think that's super fair to say. The other thing I would add to that is that as a woman, you can only experience the female perspective, and as a man, you can only experience the male perspective. So then when women talk about their experiences and their perspective, it's important, because that's not something that men can experience. So by having that conversation, it's drawing attention to the differences that we have in our experiences compared to them, and that's something that's often, I would say, overlooked. The other thing I would add to that is I feel like female representation is important to attract more women's interests. Like, I am definitely more engaged with things when I see women involved in doing them, personally, from speaking from personal experience. I get that's not for everyone, but so if you have females at the pinnacle of Gwent, being represented in esports, being represented in streaming, that can only help to diversify the player base, because Gwent does have a very male-centric player base, at least from my YouTube metrics. My YouTube metrics tell me, like, your audience statistics, and it is like 90% male or something insane. It's really heavily skewed that way.
I would say that what you're saying is totally true. I'm a direct result of this. So like we talk about like women in streaming or like, you know, in esports in general, even if they're not streaming, if they're just competing. When I got into Gwent like 5 years ago, I didn't even like get into the community seriously until I was watching Jag stream. She was the first person I saw like doing stuff. I swear. And so I saw you and I was like, oh, there's a girl playing this game and she's like on camera and like her chat isn't being horrible. And like, this seems great. Like I'll watch her. And that was big for me because I think at the time I just didn't see anybody else. So I think it matters. It got me to start playing the game and being more involved in the community. And I can only imagine the women that aren't, you know, necessarily here right now on this podcast have plenty of them seen everyone here and have done the same. So
it got me to cast, like, not even joking, seeing Jagra's cast, things like, oh, females cast Gwent too. Yeah. You know, there's a spot for us. Because I look at other esports teams and I only now notice when it's just like 8 males, which obviously there's not a problem with that, but seeing like the lack of females makes you not even want to try there because there's sort of this wall, at least figuratively, that makes you a bit scared to go for it. But yeah, with Jagras, it gave me a sort of an idea to maybe one day cast, and yeah, because of seeing her on stream with Flake and McBeard and Panda. Yeah,
I definitely have to second this one. I was playing Gwent since open beta and I haven't been very involved in the community. I didn't basically even know it existed until I watched a challenger. And Jagras, of course, was casting. And then you had Andrada as well playing, I think. And that really inspired me to start playing a little bit more. And just what you guys said, it's really cool seeing that you don't notice how kind of, it's just if something is the standard, you don't really think that it could be different. But once you see someone, you're like, hey, I can relate to that. Because obviously, you know, we are female. We can relate a little bit more to females than we can potentially relate to males. So it definitely is a big thing, even though it might not seem so obvious, I guess.
And just talking about that now, like, you don't realize the impact that you have. Like, I certainly didn't realize that everyone's like, oh, and then this is how you've inspired me. Like, you don't realize it as when you're necessarily in the moment and in the spotlight that you're having that impact. It's not something that you always know is happening. So then to have these kind of discussions kind of showcases the impact that we as prominent members of the Gwent community, female members, do have on other people within that community to see the examples that we set and those kind of things. So it is something that some people are like, what's the point? But actually, when you speak to women, it's something that matters to them a lot of the time. So that's why it's good to kind of do these things. With that said, I wouldn't say that Gwent is always the most welcoming community to women, shall we say? Opinions?
Yeah, it depends. I think it depends on the situation. I think, I can only speak for myself, but I think that when I'm playing Gwent and when I'm just like, you know, on my own doing my own thing, obviously we have kind of very similar experiences to guys. We're just playing a game we like, right? I think what the subtle differences that come in is whenever you're a part of the community, whenever you're, you know, streaming, whenever you're putting out a YouTube video, whenever you're in a Discord trying to have a conversation with a billion other dudes about a game that you like, subtly this thing start chipping in, and that you can feel the difference that it is being a guy playing a card game. And this isn't just a Gwent problem. This is a card game problem. And then being a girl playing the same kind of game. So yeah, I would agree.
Yeah, I agree with that. Although, I mean, I think it depends also what you compare to. I think there are a lot of communities out there that are even less welcoming than Gwent, definitely. You know, YouTube compilations of people streaming it or like playing any FPS games in voice chat, and you get all kinds of you know, things said to you. Of course, I think Gwent has a wonderful side to it, but I think it definitely has this side that we maybe don't talk about that much, that sometimes does affect you, does affect your streams, does affect your content and conversations just based on your gender. And that does exist in Gwent. So I think you're completely right about that, Jackers.
Taya, do you have anything you want to add, or do you feel like we've kind of hit the nail on the head with that one?
Yeah. Like, For me, like I said, streaming is very much an echo chamber. Like I said, before we went live, like each of us have our little bubbles. So sometimes you don't get to experience it, but when you hop into someone else's stream or you look at a big casting event, for example, then you get to see that little difference. Like, you notice like they normally with female casters, the attention is on the looks, either good or bad. That's the comments. Like, it's never about the casting. So you're always trying to overprove yourself because you're afraid people will think you're just there for the looks or you should go because of the looks, and sort of want to prove you're there because you know Gwent, if you get what I'm saying. But like, I think that's a thing with all card games, definitely not just Gwent. But yeah, so I agree with you.
Yeah, I would say that as a caster, you get also held under the microscope to a far higher standard than your male counterparts. And this is something that like other male casters of Gwent have said to me, like, you get held to so much of a higher standard than us. Like, if we, you know, make a slip up and say something incorrect in a cast or what have you, people will just let it go, like, oh, whatever. But when it's usually, well, I found, at least for me, I don't know if you would agree, Taya, but if I say something wrong, suddenly, you know, I have no understanding of anything to do with Gwent. I don't even understand the concept of Gwent. Like, it becomes a lot bigger. And those are the things that are focused on, not all the things that you say right and all of the times when you give really deep and insightful analysis, or you lift the energy of the cast through like humor and, you know, your interactions with your co-caster. It's, oh, but you said this one thing wrong about Gwent, so how could you ever cast the game? And that doesn't happen.
Yeah, no. you're right. Yeah, like I rewatch it. It's just like if a guy makes a mistake, it normally goes back to, oh well, he doesn't really know Gwent. If a girl makes a mistake, it immediately goes towards her looks or something like that. Like, ah, I've seen my favorite ones are now, oh, just another blonde who's there because they need one. It's like, okay.
Oh well, my God.
It's like, I don't think I cast it that badly, but all right. So it's you constantly try to show you're not there because you're a female. You're there because you know, you're equal to your male counterparts who also cast the game. But yeah, and I remember yours also over the years, Jag. It always, you make a mistake, looks, you know, it always goes back to that, or female being your gender. But like I said, I think that's just the thing all over esports, not just Gwent per se. You also have a lot of random people coming in for those big games who I never see in the community normally, like the cyberpunk haters and all of those. They come through the filters eventually.
Yeah, that does happen too. The other thing I would, I guess, add is, I don't know if you guys get this, and I saw it more on YouTube when I did get it than really Twitch. You're really good at Gwent for a girl.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just like, how do you not see how that is so derogatory to women?
I think this pushes just past even casting. So like, and I'm sure all of you understand this as well, like we've all been through it, is that like when you're, even if you're not casting a game, even if you're not like a pro game, and speaking from like a casual point of view, if you're a girl in almost any game, but definitely card games, the cardinal sin of being mediocre at a card game because you're a girl is far worse than if you're a guy. So like if you're a girl and you're playing a card game, you're just expected like, oh, like, well, if you're a girl playing this game, you should be like the absolute best, because if you're not, well, the reason you're not the best is probably because you're a girl, you know? And that kind of seeds its way up into casting, right? It's like, well, I mean, if you're casting as a girl, you have to be the best of the best of the best. You have to be perfect, because if you're not, well, you're not, probably because you're a girl, you know? So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it can definitely be brutal. Like you get, everything gets picked apart in a way where it doesn't for gentle male casters. Yeah, I mean, like Jagger has said, you see that, especially YouTube, Twitch comments, stuff like that. Of course, it's difficult, I guess, for you guys, you know, re-watching something and not having any say in it, not being able to defend yourself, and you just see kind of people picking it apart. You have to have a tough skin as a girl, I feel, in gaming communities in general. You really have to, and I don't know if that's necessarily a good thing, but, you know, hopefully times will change.
I'm impressed that you rewatch it, Taya. I never, like, I just, like, I mean, I would rewatch it, but I would never have the chat. I just feel like I do not want to expose myself to that level of critique from strangers whose opinions don't actually matter, you know? It can be tough really. And I feel like you got to have, like you said, you got to have a thick skin. And that's something that I developed as a caster. I don't think, you know, from the get-go, I realized quite as bad as it would be. Not bad, but how critical some people could be of you in that position. But as I kind of continued, I was like, you just got to not seek it out. Because I think when you first start casting, you're like, oh, I want feedback. I want to get better. Let's see, you know, as much, you know, critique as I can. And then you start to realize that some people are just unkind. And
I remember this. If you go looking for it, you'll find it. I remember you asking for feedback about it. And then people giving you feedback that felt, I was like, this isn't feedback. This is garbage. Like, I don't, and like, you were so, I don't know how you did it. You were so nice to everyone. I think, I don't know if it's Twitter or what it was, but you were just taking all this feedback and were being so good about it. And I was reading it and I was like, if this had been me, I would have either like exploded or I would have just like crawled under my bed and cried. Like, cause some of it was just so unfair, you know? But
Jagoras, I have this funny thing. No, I was rewatching because I want the feedback. One day I'll stop, I hope. Yeah, curiosity kills the cat. But this one name in particular kept saying something along the lines of, they can't understand a word this girl is saying to me. You know, get her off, slammer, get her off. And I'm like, I recognize this name. And I rewatched one of your casts back in the day because I used to watch your casts and rewatch them so I can also take notes. And that exact same name said the exact same thing to you in one of your open, because I watched it on Twitch with the comments also, because I want to see what they said. Same guy said the same thing to you. What is this girl saying? Her. I can't understand a single word she's saying. Her accent is so far off. I'm like, coincidence.
Interesting. Huh. Interesting.
Yeah. So it's not you, Jagoras. It's not me. Same common denominator for no reason other than the fact that we're both female, most likely. They didn't tell it to Flake or Lionheart or Beard. No, but it made me feel better. And it made me just respect, again, the fact that you have a thick skin by now and that, well, you could just ignore the comments. I think that's a good way to go about it. Just not look.
Yeah, you have to think about the goals, right? Of what are they trying to achieve with their comment, you know? And that's the thing. Are they actually trying to help you get better? Because a lot of the time they're just not. And so you have to kind of filter those ones out, at least as a caster.
For sure.
But like, this is the thing I guess we have to highlight is that this is just a problem in gaming in general. You know, we've heard this a lot. It's not just Gwent. But it would be good if it wasn't Gwent. You know, that's my kind of perspective on it. It's just so commonplace within gaming communities that people kind of accept it. But I do feel like, I don't know if you would agree, that there's a shift in the last few years that people are starting to actually challenge it and try to make spaces more welcoming to women.
Yeah, I would agree. Mm-hmm. I think so much of this goes hand in hand. So we talk about like what it's like to be a content creator, what it's like to be a community leader, what it's like to be a caster or a streamer with this game, and how it's kind of similar in all games. But as far as like the games women tend to play, women wake up like 45% of gamers. But these kind of niche games, like card games in particular, those numbers are a lot lower. And when those numbers are lower, the representation in those games tends to be a little bit worse. And like, I think we've talked about this before. I think it's kind of like the chicken and the egg scenario, right? Like if you have... talk about representation in cards. If you have a game that represents you, you're probably more likely to play it. You're more likely to engage with it. Now, obviously, the four of us sitting here love this game, and so we play it, even though the representation in Gwent, the Witcher card game, is not as great as it could be. But you have to wonder if that situation got better, would it bring more women to the game? Would it make people feel more inclined to play it? And I don't know if that's the answer, but I do know that I would like to see better representation in the card game that I love so much itself. I have numbers that I've drawn up. I've worked on the spreadsheet for like 2 years. Every time an expansion comes out, I catalog every single card in the game. And the numbers are kind of interesting. I'm curious as to what you guys think is the like ratio of male to female in cards in Gwent. Like out of 100%, how many, like what percent of those cards do you think are guys versus girls?
Well, that's a fun question. Who wants to guess first?
Yeah, that is. Okay, I'm going to guess. I'm going to say like 30, 70. Okay. I'll see male more.
Okay.
That's what I thought exactly. 70% about males, most likely.
See, I think we probably skew it in our heads because we notice the female characters more. Like, if I think, I do notice when we have new female characters. So when you actually sit and do the numbers and you think about all like the infantry and the soldiers and like the, there's a lot of just, you know, like not like named characters, but just, you know, the bronze kind of units that are just dudes. So it's probably like, I'm going to say like 15% female. It's going to be lower than you think. That's my guess. 85. That seems high, but still we'll go there.
So Jack is closer. So we take into account, like, when I did this spreadsheet, they're separated into like main focus and kind of background focus. The main focus of the card is generally like gets a point. And then if they're like peasants in the background and one of them's a woman or one of them's a man, like it's like a separate point, but they both get a point. But Total and Gwent, as far as my spreadsheet is concerned, I plan on like posting this actually soon. 21.82% of Gwent cards feature a woman in some way. That leaves about like 80% men. So actually, what surprised me the most is when I was doing this spreadsheet, I was like, yeah, I'm about to do Scoia'tael. Like, this faction is definitely like 75% girls. Like, definitely. Because, I mean, you think of all the prominent cards in that faction. You see so many cool women in that faction. And, like, it's, you just think to yourself, it has to be, like, a blot. And in Scoia'tael, only 30% of those cards are women. And that is by far the best representation in every faction, and it's 30.43% women. It's crazy. Nilfgaard's the worst, 13.5% girls. And I would say that monsters comes as like a close second, because just how many women, like monsters are coded female or have lore that put them as female, even if they don't look like a girl. See, it's pretty bad. I always find it interesting when guys, because there are a lot of guys out there, not all of them, most guys in our community are actually pretty great, but there are a lot of guys out there that are like, I just don't see where there's a problem. Like, I don't understand. Like, I don't understand what you're talking about. Like, there are plenty of girls, and they'll throw out all these cards. They're like, this card and this card and this card. And I'm like, well, if you look at the actual numbers, the bare facts, 20% cards in Gwent have a girl on them. I don't know what else to say.
That's not even like the main character. That's like, you could have a random woman in the background.
If we were to go with just main, it's far worse than that. Like, it's just mostly guys. But
I think Gwent in general, the representation, there's a lot to improve, not only for female cards, but I think like representation of different skin colors, POC, there is literally nothing in Gwent, like nothing. And no one ever talks about it. Definitely has been like on my mind recently when I'm playing and looking at new card releases. And you have a lot of people going up, but not in my medieval Europe fantasy card game. But observe, it's a fantasy world. It's a fictional world. And something like Nilfgaard, it's a huge area to cover. It's a huge place. Why couldn't like a Nausicaa sergeant maybe not be like just a white guy? But it's interesting. I think Gwent has a lot of things to improve on that aspect. And I agree, Kalaneta, with female representation. I mean, clearly there needs to be a little bit more. And yeah, Gwent needs some improvements, I think, in this regard. Although it's a lovely, lovely game, but
it is a great game. It is. I think that like the weird part about it is like you stick with female representation, but you're right. Like we're like when Gudrun was introduced and there was like a queer character in the game, I like almost fell out of my chair. I like could not believe that they did that, right? And so I want to give CDPR credit where it's due, because so many things have been introduced in this game that I never thought would be. So whenever I talk about what needs to happen in the card game, it's never like a hit on the devs. When I talk about like the issues with how men treat women in Gwent, I'm not talking about all the guys in this community, because as we know, I think we have one of the best card communities ever. Like most guys to me are just so nice, actually very protective of me when I'm on stream. Like they're good people. I think we have to understand that like, just because we're not directing this at a person doesn't mean that stuff doesn't need to change. And so it's just like Celia was saying about the whole, like, not in my medieval fantasy or whatever, you know, like it's less of an excuse when you have people like raining fireballs down and there's magic and it's just like, yeah, but there can't be a black person here, cause that would just be too much, you know? It's like, would it though? Have you seen The Witcher show? Like, they were fine with figuring it out.
It's also the arguments that people have against it, like, oh, well, in the army, like, men are stronger, so of course all the they're going to be men. But it's like, it's a literally a fictional universe where CD Projekt Red
exists as a character. Like,
and they have the capabilities and the creative license on this to create characters. Like, they created Gudrid, for example. So they can't just be like, we couldn't possibly make that up. And then when you look at when, like, places like Netflix decide to be like, you know what, we are going to change this up. We're going to make this person, we're going to cast this person as this person. We're going to, you know, shake up what people expect. And, like, yeah, some people complain, but people are going to complain about anything. And I think on the whole, it made a lot of people happy to see that level of representation. And I guarantee, I mean, I don't have statistics, so I can't actually guarantee it, but I would imagine there are a lot more women who engaged in that show, or people of color who engaged in that show, because of the representation and because of the fact that they have strong female characters, they have people of color, they look at these issues and think, hey, you know, what can we do differently? And I think part of the fact is that Lauren Hirsch, the
screenwriter, right?
Screenwriter, yeah, is a woman. Like, that's partly why I think it's happened.
Yeah. I also think that, like, oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say about representation, you don't understand how important it is if you've grown up in a life in a community where you've always had someone to basically look up to. Like, kids grow up looking up to someone like Superman, whatever. They want to be something. They want to look up to something. Everyone wants that. But what if you don't have that role model? What if you don't have that figure? You wouldn't ever be able to understand how important the lack of it is if you've always grown up with like, as a person who've had that. So I feel like a lot of people who are vocal in this as well are these people that might, you know, want to take a step back and think about what it would be like from another perspective. It's just about perspectives and not, like, tunnel visioning, I think, on one idea and trying to understand other people in general. But yeah, representation is very important.
I was just going to say, like, even if, and I've thought about this a lot, even if we took this whole, like, not in my medieval, like, European fantasy setting, even if we were to take this and take it as a truth, like, okay, we want to make this as realistic as we possibly can, I can name 30 cards off the top of my head in Gwent that have nothing to do with a wartime scenario that could have been women that were instead made men. So, I mean, you can take any of cards. You can take, like Fistech trafficker, or the person that's overdosing from Fistech. Like, women can do drugs. Women can be awful people. Like, I there are so many instances where you could have just been like, all right, since we're not really wanting to make women warriors in this universe, even though Skellige exists, but whatever, we don't want to make them warriors. We can at least try to fit them into these cards where, like, they have a shot at having, like, at least more representation, whether it's good or bad or neutral or whatever. And I don't see that being done. And I have to imagine, I'm choosing to live in a world that, instead of CDPR not caring, they just aren't aware. They're just not making it, like, a huge and massive priority, because I don't think that they understand the disparity. Because the only other alternative would be that they don't care. And I don't believe that. I really think that they do. So I'm hoping, like, more conversations like this, that a dev will look at it and see and be like, you know, maybe we should look at this a little closer. So,
but also, who does it hurt? Like, who is hurt by them adding more female cards? Who's like, this is hurting me, or more people of color? Who's, like, sitting there at home being like, this is causing me distress? Realistically, nobody, right? It doesn't hurt people to make that change.
And also, I think that it's like, I mean, obviously, I cannot prove this because I have no statistics on this, like I do with my massive spreadsheet with Gwent the Witcher card game and all the cards in it. But I guarantee you, the number of leader skins that sold that were women versus the ones that were Geralt and Alzur, I bet those numbers are incredible, because I guarantee you those female skins were skyrocketed high numbers, and Alzur and Geralt were just not. I'm sorry, like, women sell just as well as men, and in a lot of cases, sometimes better, because this game, this universe is filled with women that are, half of them are cooler than Geralt. Like, people want to see them. So you're going to make money. Take my money.
Yeah, I mean, half of them aren't wearing much clothes either, so they will sell for sure. I mean, the whole dryad Brooklyn forest.
It's like Scoia'tael has such great representation, but I'm like completely ignoring the fact that half of them are just like totally naked. Like, can I have a crumb, please? Like, just a crumb.
Yeah. Ooh, what was that thing? I remember seeing half of it on Twitter about the Arethusa students, was it? I didn't even see half of the Reddit posts. Were the people thinking that they weren't dressed good enough? Or, because I'm thinking they're students, they're minors, they should be dressed appropriately. And I really liked most of those card arts quite a bit.
I thought they were great.
It was amazing. It's like watching little Hermione to me. It's like all these little mage witches.
I also love the perspective shifts on the card too. Like you had one from behind a character and then you got to see the other card from the front. Like I thought that they were really well done. I think the issue is I want more of that. Like whether it's good or bad, whether it's like I said, like Vistek Trafficker, like I'm not against cards like, you know, Sly Temptress or any of these cards that paint women as like people who are involved in sex work or people who are women who are involved in crimes, because, you know, like these are all the facets of women, good and bad. I just want to see more of all of it, you know? So
I agree. And I think the argument that people are like, oh, but this is how it's always been done. You know, this is the lore, so we can't possibly change that. It's like, yeah, we also used to not allow women to vote and we used to persecute gay people. But just because that's how it used to be done doesn't mean that's how we used to have kings and who were in charge of everything. And no form of government. But, you know, but that's how we used to do it, guys. So that's how we should do it now. It's such a dumbass argument when you actually break it down. And people just, they have to have a reason why, like, to defend their misogynistic perspective a lot of the time. That, but my lore, or but this, or but that, or, well, my the women immersion. The women in Gwent were always sexy because they're magicians and they can transform into anything that they want to be. Like, yeah, sure. But on the other hand, why does it matter if we don't do that? It's a made-up fictional universe. Maybe not every woman chooses to look like. Maybe she chose to look like this for another reason. Why do you have to have an excuse for why you just want to see scantily clad women in your card game? I don't understand.
Yeah. And like, don't get me wrong. I love gorgeous looking women. Like, I like pretty girls just as much as the next person who is into girls or is a man. Like, you know, like, I understand the desire to see like someone who looks aesthetically pleasing on a card, but someone in chat mentioned the Carrick City Guard, and like I love that card. That is the ugliest woman I've ever laid eyes on in this entire game, and I'm just happy that she's in the game. So like it's a balance. Like I understand that like sex sells and aesthetics sell, but the number of like scuffed up looking dudes in this game versus the number of scuffed up looking girls in this game is very different. Like I hope it gets better. I think it is getting better. This current set has made me really, really happy. So I'm hoping it just continues in that trend, because when Syndicate was released, I was just like, this is not getting any better, but this feels better to me. So I am really happy about that.
I've also never seen anyone complain that a male character is too ugly. Like, have you ever seen someone be like, oh, well, this card would be, this male character who's hideous would be better. It would be good
if he showed a little more chest.
I know. Oh, he's wearing too many clothes. Like, what is this?
What's this guy got against shorts? Like, God.
Oh, it's a funny perspective. And I think the thing that frustrates me is when we have these conversations outside of situations like this, you get called political for talking about the fact that it would make you a little bit happier in life and would probably attract more women to a video game if they made some slight changes. And that's like considered political, or that there's big issues with having this conversation. Does anyone else feel like that's a problem? That when we have this conversation in other ways, a lot of the time you can get met with negativity.
It's called drama. Like, you know, you're getting emotional. You know, or like, I don't know why you're so upset over this. And instead of like actually arguing my points and talking with me about it, it's kind of just like, it's very dismissive. And also I think what's exhausting about this is not only do we have to deal with it, which is like fine. Like we've done in our whole lives dealing with games that don't really represent us very well, but not only do we have to deal with that, but we have to deal with people talking to us as if it's not real. And then if they want to believe us, if they want to give us that opportunity, then they're like, well, prove it to me that what you're saying is true. And it's like, I can do that. I have the numbers and the stats and the facts to back that up. but after I do it with you, I'm going to have to do it with the next guy and the next guy and the next guy. And after a while, that just gets really exhausting, because while I want people to understand that this is a problem, I also don't think it's solely women's responsibility to have to prove it to everyone. Like, it's a weird juggling act, honestly.
Hmm. Yeah, I do think you guys were right at the start saying that it probably isn't noticed as much rather than ignored. Mm-hmm. At least, like, even I mean, like I said, I thought that we had at least 30% of girls in cards. I didn't know it was that little. Like, even I didn't know until now it was that bad. So yeah, I what was nice for me with the other two are students, and then you had the NR folks, what are they called now? Banart students. Mm-hmm. So it was nice because you had a 50-50. It's like we have the females and now we have the males. And it's like one of those times you can actually divide it in half, which is super cool. I'd love if we didn't always have to have it 50-50 on the dot for the sake of doing it, but having it sort of along those lines, it would be interesting to see. I mean, I don't think Gwent would lose viewers because of that. Like you said, I think we'll probably gain a lot of female streamers, female players. I think it would be actually a good idea to maybe consider doing something like that.
I think when the cards came out, I was actually shocked. I was on Twitter, like, watching all the reveals and stuff, and it kept being like girl after girl after girl card. And I was like, what is happening? And like, I was like, why is every card a girl? And because of my skewed like perspective, like, it was pretty much only half, but to me it was like 80%. I'm so used to seeing 15% when I saw so many like cards with women on them. I was just like shocked, and it made me feel really good. And I don't think the men hurt in that scenario, and I only think that the girls probably felt a lot better about it. Like, I don't know.
We noticed.
But I think you also get, and I think we have to use, like, we can use the chat here as well, just as an example. You then get dismissive comments like, oh, if you had 50% females, it'd attract more males than females. And I'm like, well, even if that was the case, surely CDPR wants to attract more players. So if you're going to attract more men by having more women, why would they not do that? You know, so even if this backwards perspective that you're like, oh, well, it's because men are thirsty or whatever. And then it's like, well, if that was the case also, then why don't we have a giant lesbian population? You know, if the point is because it's only people attracted to women. Right. This is the backwards thinking that people seem to have. And they have to come up with, like, excuses about, oh, but this or but that.
I don't even understand what they're defending is what I don't get. Like, whenever you get into a conversation with, we'll just use that guy as an example, like that guy who is like, well, I mean, I just think that you're overreacting. And like, I think that there are plenty of women, and like, yeah, it's not 50-50, and yeah, it's not 60-40, and yeah, it's not 70-30, it's 80-20, but like, it's really not that big of a deal. I don't understand why it's so hard for that guy to just be like, you're right. I don't understand why it's its way, and I wish it was different. Like, you know, hopefully we can talk about it more and like maybe figure out a way to like, hopefully get better. And that goes with like streaming or representation in the game or like whatever. Like, what, how hard is it to say that instead of defending? Well, I don't know what they're defending. I don't know what they're so upset about. I don't know what they, because they'll fight with you for a long time about it. And you have to wonder, what are you actually fighting for here? Because I don't know what it is.
Yeah. I mean, I think people in general have a difficult time admitting that they are wrong. So they keep defending themselves in a way. They don't want to like look in the mirror and be like, oh, you know what? I was wrong. Because a lot of people don't do that.
It's hard.
And it's difficult. So I think it's more so might even be some kind of a defense thing rather than it actually just being
their true thought. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's like, I've been arguing with you on this for so long, and now I'm supposed to be like, hey, you know what? You're right. You know what? That's not like, that hurts people's egos, and that's why they don't do it.
Yeah, you're totally right. And that, I mean, I'm a victim of that as well. Like, I'll go for a while and I'll be like, oh man, I think I might be wrong. And I'm like, all right, I don't want to fight about it anymore, but I definitely would just like to slide out of this conversation slowly. Yeah.
I mean, it's a sunken cost fallacy. Yeah. Sorry, Zach. Mm-hmm. It's like,
no, continue.
So much into it. You don't, it's too late to back out now. You've already put all your savings into gambling. You have to get it back now or else it's all lost.
My dignity.
Yeah. It's like we're deep into this debate now. We can't pull out now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's also that online you often lose tone, and people can also misread or misunderstand what someone is saying and then jump to conclusions. And that's especially bad on Twitter, where you have about 200 and something characters. Like, getting into a conversation, an in-depth discussion on Twitter is literally impossible. So a lot of the times it's not really worth it.
And you're trying to shorten your words, so it just comes off like you're being short when you're not. And especially even as women, if we're just always considered to be upset or angry or mad, even if we're kind of just being factual and just talking calmly, it doesn't matter. Somehow that will get construed into like, oh, she's upset and she's, you know, or whatever. And Twitter is the worst place for that to happen. It happens all the time. So
I think the other thing that is worth highlighting, and we've spoke about this, is that I don't think in a lot of situations it's like, it's not intentional. You know, CDPR, like you said, I don't think their intention, it's not an intention, it's just something that people don't think about. And they don't think about it because it doesn't affect them, right? Like, a large proportion of the community don't face these issues because of their gender or their skin color or what have you. So it's not an issue that they think about, they don't experience it. So it's just, it doesn't cross their mind. So it's mostly just ignorance in a lot of situations. But once a discussion has been had in this way, when you continue to ignore it, you're now being willfully ignorant. Like, you're choosing to be like, well, I don't know about it. But you could choose to educate yourself. And that's where the choice comes in. So the more that we have this discussion, hopefully the more likely it is to affect positive change.
Agreed.
Yeah, absolutely.
I kind of want to address a comment in chat. So someone in chat said, despite if this is right or wrong, male characters tend to make the game more serious of a game, while female characters less serious. Games that just present voluptuous female characters tend to be viewed as soft porn. I think that this comment comes from a place of like, that I don't think people view women as less serious than men. I think that there are so many women on screen nowadays, especially in action movies and in video games, that there is an abundance of like strong female characters, even characters that have like female characters that have like darker sides or evil sides or selfish sides. I think that that kind of statement is just kind of really general. I think that's part of the problem. I think that the biggest issue is seeing a woman as like helpless or, you know, in a softer light. As in general, women can be pretty much everything. Like, women can be really, really awful, and women can be really, really incredible, and they can be all shades in between. And I think that Gwent actually is one of the best games that can represent that in a lot of their cards, because I see it often. You've got horrible women in Gwent. You've got great women in Gwent. You've got monster women in Gwent. And I think that it already does a pretty good job of that. Minus dryads, always with that qualifier, minus half naked, mostly naked green ladies that straddle logs. Other than that, it's actually like what's there is kind of cool and pretty good. The only issue I have is just kind of expanding upon it, you know? So yeah.
Also, voluptuous female characters tend to be viewed as soft porn, says him. Why do they all have to be voluptuous to begin with, right?
Right.
It's like, in that is the assumption. If you fill it up with females, they have to be voluptuous.
Right, voluptuous. They've got to be curvy. They've got to have really big boobs.
And then we're going to take it less seriously. It's like...
Right. Those don't even correlate.
Yeah, it's like the Witchfinder to me is one of the coolest cards. It's an old lady who's killing all of these innocent people and monsters. And I love it. And she's
got like gray hair.
Underground. Yeah, I mean, I didn't find her... like I'm not attracted to her, but I admire her so much, you know. Yeah. And so
kind of attracted to her. She's great. She's like one of my favorite cards that came out. When I saw that card, I was like, this woman means business. And I like that she was older too. That's a big deal. Like, her age, that she was older, was super cool.
Because you respect a different quality of her. She's a leader, and she, you know, she's not a good person, you know, but it makes the card game serious, in my opinion. If anything, I'd
want
to download Gwent. Yeah, that's, to me, that's amazing. Yeah. Like you said, they don't have to be good girls.
Right.
they could be the fish stick traffickers, and we'd be happy with that.
Yeah, we would. Just a crumb.
But then you also have to ask, like, well, why do these, you know, assumptions exist? Why do people take women less seriously? Why are we caregivers and, you know, child raisers and all that? And it's just because that's the way that women have been portrayed for ages. It's a stereotype because that's also what media chooses to portray women as. Whereas the more media that portrays a broader range of women, the less that stereotype exists. So like, yes, at the moment there is a stereotype, but the more we do to combat that, the less it would happen. It's like, why do you associate women with caregivers? Because, you know, we're stereotyped as like nannies and nurses and caring roles. Moms. That's why. Yeah. But once you start to break that up and destroy it, suddenly the assumption is removed, and that actually frees up a huge amount of creative space when you think about it like that.
Mm-hmm. I agree. And this isn't to say that Gwent doesn't, I was reading chat, this isn't to say Gwent doesn't have incredible female cards. Like, we were talking about dryads being kind of a meme and stuff, but there are actually plenty of dryad cards that are some of my favorite cards in the game, like Dryad Matron and, you know, Aethne Young Queen is actually one of my favorite cards in the game. That is like a heartbreaking story, and it's told so beautifully in three evolving cards. So when guys have this notion of like, but hey, look at this card and this card and this card, it's not that we don't know that these incredible cards exist. We definitely do. We definitely appreciate them. We probably appreciate them a lot more than you do. The only issue is, it's like you're looking at the wrong side of it. Like, I understand we want to defend our game, but I don't think our game needs defending. Gwent's an incredible game with cool characters, an incredible system, a cool community. I think the only thing it needs defending is just making it a better game than it is. And I think that's 100% totally possible.
Yeah, the goal isn't to destroy anything or ruin it. It's to make things even, you know, better than it already is the thing. Mm-hmm. So I guess we can round out this discussion to a point of thinking about, like, what can people do? You know, we've talked about the problem, so then you'll have people be like, okay, so what do I do about this? Why does this affect me? What should I do? And I think part of it is just being part of the conversation and being present. And at least for me, I feel like sometimes the reality of this, which is quite sad, is that a male voice is heard louder than a female voice. Mm-hmm. Like, if a man says, hey, this is not okay for women, suddenly it seems to hit louder than when a woman says, hey, this is not okay for women. Because they're acknowledging her viewpoint and giving it credence, which sucks. Mm-hmm. It totally sucks, but it's
appreciated, part of the situation, actually, right? In a lot of ways. So, like, mm-hmm. I agree with you. So whether it's in chat or whether it's when you're talking about issues like this, a girl getting harassed, you know, a bunch of girls can say, stop that. But as soon as a guy is like, hey, dude, that's not cool, like, suddenly that carries so much more weight. And so I was going to say that the solution to this problem is not, like, it won't be women specifically that make this better. It's actually up to the guys in our community that we care about, that we trust, that are good to us, that are protective of us in our chats, that are our friends, that are even some of our family, that those are the people that are going to make a massive amount of difference, even if it's just like one or two words. Because I think it's not really the guys that are shitty to us. It's the guys that just don't say anything at all because they don't want to rock the boat or look like a white knight or like get made fun of. That would be the biggest issue that can be solved.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you said that really beautifully. I think I agree with everything right there. And another thing is, you know, when you see conversations like that, listen, don't like go there and feel like you have to defend it. Try to see it from the other perspective that you maybe did not see from before, but just take a step back and really listen to what people are saying. And then, you know, Jagger has talked about this decision making, like of educating yourself, of listening to people. That's a decision you have to make. And the next step then is talking about it and, you know, vocalize that opinion rather than sit back and say, oh, I'm not going to say anything because it's not my place, or I don't want to come off as silly, or I don't want people to, you know, make assumptions about me, because that's how we get forward, is, you know, people defending other people, people speaking up for others that might not have such a large voice in a community. That's how you do it.
For sure. Yeah, and just like this opportunity of talking, for example, that was organized by you guys, Jack, like that in itself, like just like it's even in chat, it appears like it's just guys and we see you. Thank you very much for watching. But like there might be a girl or two hidden away there lurking, you know, maybe younger, and they see these things and they see it's becoming more of the norm to sort of have a equal playing field. And, you know, it carries like through generations. Like you'll see people start streaming in 5 years from now and, you know, reference old female representation for being their motive of starting the stream. So yeah, just keep pushing that norm barrier but forward every day, and you'll see results eventually. You don't have to do anything drastic, like just mm-hmm. make sure it doesn't go backwards if you can.
But also, if your fear in saying anything or your concern is that someone's going to call you like a simp or a white knight
simp
or a cuck, like freaking grow up hair.
I love how, let's be real. Even like being nice to girls, like people hate girls so much that even being nice to girls, there's a name for that. Like it's just like, we can't win. But actually, I want to say thank you. And it may sound stupid, I really do appreciate every guy in this community that I've seen that speaks up in a girl's chat whenever she's getting harassed, because it's so much energy for us to have to deal with it. And when I see a guy be like, hey, don't talk to her like that, or hey, can you chill out? Like it, to even for me, in the few times that I've streamed, it has taken so much weight off my shoulders that someone else other than me, that was a guy, said something. And I really appreciate the guys watching this, the guys that are talking, the guys that kind of want to be a part of the conversation. I appreciate that so much. You guys are awesome. You're the best, literally. So,
yeah, I totally agree with that.
Choir right now.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I would just say, like, yeah, if as long as you are confident in your viewpoint, why does it matter what like some random person replies to you? You know, you're putting your voice out there. As long as you are, you know, confident in what you're saying and you understand the reasoning behind it, like it shouldn't really matter what other people say. That's why, you know, we are happy to have this conversation and put out this podcast and really have this discussion, because like, sure, some people are gonna say mean things or look at a different perspective or trying to skew what we're saying. But at the same time, like, at least for me, I feel like our discussion has a lot of truth in it. It's a discussion that isn't always had and it's worth having. So regardless of what anyone says in response to this, I totally stand by the things that we've discussed today.
Yeah, it's been awesome.
Sure.
Any it's closing thoughts? Because I feel like we've kind of gone like a nice little bow on it, you know, the whole discussion. Does anyone have any closing thoughts on anything we've discussed or anything that they would like to say?
I guess I just want to say I'm super sad that you're leaving, Jag. We don't have a ton of opportunity to talk. I haven't talked to you a ton, but you, I think I speak for all of us when we say that like you are a big part in all of us, even being anywhere individually that we are within this game. And like, I'm really going to miss seeing you. And I really appreciate like so long ago, I know it sounds kind of cheesy, but like paving the way and like making a space for when that we might not have had now. And it's kind of crazy to me that all three of us like saw you and got something from it. So I hope you know how important you are and were, and that it's appreciated. So.
Oh no, I'll still be around like Twitter and stuff. I'm always on Twitter. You can always, it's not like I'm gone forever, but it's
gone forever.
Like, yeah, it's like that. But the thing is, I want to add to that everyone here as well is currently adding to that pavement. You know, it's not like that. Having this discussion, being present in the community, all three of you, all of the badass women, people of color, minorities in Gwent that put their voices out there, because it's not just us, there's loads of other people who do it, and there's loads of other people that this affects, are adding to that kind of pathway towards a more, but it sounds so cheesy, towards a more positive future. But that's the truth of the matter.
I love it.
We're building a path. We've got a metaphor here. Can you tell I'm becoming a teacher? Like
the warmest of podcasts. Mm-hmm.
It's just all that wholesome love. Celie, do you have anything you wanna say to kind of finish off?
Yeah, I would kind of like to continue on this. I mean, you are hanging up your casting hat as you announced. What's been like your favorite thing about it all? I mean, you had such an impressive run, like a lot of enjoyable casting. I mean, Kelly said, you like entertain a lot of people. You've inspired so many people. What's been like the highlight of it all? What was the best part?
The community is always the best part, and that sounds so like political or cheesy, but the fact of the matter is all of my amazing Gwent memories, they aren't really about Gwent, they're about the people. Does that make sense? Like, yeah, there's been crazy metas, there's been cool plays, there's been hype moments, but it's always been the people in Gwent that I've met or spoken to online. Like, I was lucky enough to meet Celie at one of the esports events and stuff, and all the faces along the way and the stories that you have where you're like, oh, this, do you remember when this happened, or back in this day when this happened, those are the best things about Gwent. So if we can build our community and bring more people into that kind of positive bubble. I feel like Gwent's, even without me, Gwent's going in the right direction. That's what I'll say. Taya, do you have anything people. You want to add? Because just so everyone has a chance to speak.
Little bow, like you said. No, it's genuinely, yeah, it's, you're right. It's always about the people. It's like, it's Gwent is the platform on which to do the thing, which is hang with people. Like, I think that's why most of us started streaming in the first place, right? It's not to get views and, you know, become Twitch famous. It's because you get that social interaction instead of where you play Gwent alone in the room. Like, to me, that was killing me. So I wanted to, that's how I found the Twitch community 2 years ago only as well. Like, but yeah, like getting to know all of you a little bit better, getting to know the community. It's, I'll continue doing this for the people. So hopefully everybody doesn't go and play Storybook Brawl. Otherwise I'll be left alone.
I think that's a good positive kind of note to wrap things up for this podcast is I feel like, I don't know about you guys, but I feel optimistic. You know, we've had a discussion. Yeah. There's been a lot to be said, but ultimately for the future of Gwent, I feel optimistic because I feel like things are moving in the right direction. So I guess that's it for this podcast. I have to do that bit where I'm like, come and watch us on all good podcast places. So yeah, do that. Subscribe and all that jazz. Thank you so much to Seely, to Taya, and to Kalnea for joining me on this special edition of the podcast. It's been an absolute blast. And the only thing we have left to do now is we smile and we wave. Okay, so just smile at your camera and wave, and I'll tell you when you're done.